How will you work around that? You know, if you have a class and some students, for whatever reason, don't want to get the vaccine, others might have it, and obviously maybe, you know, teachers, tutors might have concerns about that. Have you worked that out yet?
No, well, there are issues that obviously we have to look at, and, you know, they're reflected in the plan as well in terms of, you know, that's likely to happen right across the board. And also, you know, you're going to have situations where other unseen issues will arise as well. So we're conscious of that, and we're conscious of the necessity to have plans in place to deal with it. And we will be looking at that as we proceed with the implementation of the plan.
But at this point, if a student declines the vaccine, it doesn't mean that they'll be precluded from attending in person, does it?
Well, we've no definite plan on that yet. You know, Greg, we'll have to look at it specifically. But I think that the legal advice that has been given out at the moment is that we couldn't refuse somebody access to a program on that basis.